I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for hanging out with us. We got a lot of
things to
get through.
You're welcome. Happy to do it.
Scott, thanks for taking your evening.
Yeah, you know.
And spending it with all
the Anytime you need
us.
Me, Alex, give me a call.
All of us plebes trying to just get to know what the rest of the world is like. And Scott Mitchell just opening our eyes to how things are. What was it last night? You're like, I've traveled a lot of places, so I think I'd win at Jeopardy. That was your claim, basically.
Well, no, I've had a lot of life I've lived. I'm over 50. Okay.
Oh my goodness! All right. So you know what that means is we've got to bust out some actual.
So
music.
Do you know where the Mariana Islands are?
The Mariana Islands?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is it by the Marianas Trench? What is it?
You don't know where they are?
Oh, where are they?
Where's Saipan?
Oh, that's Southeast Asia, buddy.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's an island. It's in the Marianas.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So they're in the South Pacific.
Scott, I don't want to do this because we're just going to embarrass ourselves with Jeopardy non-questions. So I'm going to just fire up the music and just let's stick to the subjects that you know, okay? That's all we're going to do. I don't know what subjects I know, but this one I know you know. It's about quarterbacks.
Let's KSL's Unrivaled. ASA. Ask Scott anything. Insider questions, candid answers, nothing's off limits. Just don't make it awkward. It's Ask Scott Anything.
All right. So here we go, Scott. Ask Scott Anything. I'm going to ask you. Tua Tagovailoa had a pretty good rookie season. 6-3 in his 9 starts. The Dolphins were on the cusp of a playoff berth. He ended up getting injured, and then Ryan Fitzpatrick, the Fitzmagic, almost he just kind of ran out at the end there. But you go look these days, you go 10-5 or 10-6, you don't make the playoffs, and then the 7-9 or the 6-10 teams that get in, you go, I can't believe it. But
I think if the Miami Dolphins stayed with Ryan Fitzpatrick the entire year, they would have made the playoffs.
Well, I'm just
I really believe that.
Well, but do you think that Tua Tagovailoa has that he's
no.
the guy going forward
no.
in Miami. Why not?
No. I just don't think he has a very strong arm. And there's a bit of a flaw in it. I mean, everyone talks about how amazing, but it's not. And what happens is when there's a flaw, it gets exaggerated under pressure. And I can just get – there's just one play that for whatever reason sticks out, and it's Taysom Hill when he was at BYU. And Taysom has a flaw in his throwing motion, okay? And it's gotten better, but there's still – it's not that fluid motion. And he was throwing a little option route to a running back, and he threw it poorly. And it's one of those routes that you complete 100% of the time if you're a quarterback. And when I saw this, I'm like, wow, that's so bad. And of course, it was thrown late. It was behind the wide receiver, the running back, and it was picked off. And that's what you get with some of these players. Bill Belichick says, the first thing I want to know is, can this guy throw the ball in the right spot? It's the number one thing. It's not does he have arm strength. It's not is he athletic. It's not is he smart or dumb. It's can he throw a football in the right spot.
Well, yeah, because Brett Favre was not the smartest cookie in the cookie jar, but you know what he
Dan
was?
Dan Marino wasn't the smartest guy, but, man, I'll tell you, he could throw the ball in the right spot.
Wherever he wanted, yeah.
About 100% of the time. And so you get these guys that are, you know, he's – it's Alabama. It's a lot of hype. It's a lot of things, and what you don't see is that these guys rely so much on just their athletic ability, and when they get to the NFL and they realize it's so much more, then they really struggle, and so you get a guy like Peyton Manning is such a great example because Peyton Manning, I don't know as far as pure talent. Was he the most talented guy? He wasn't, but I'm telling you, he understood and he worked and he worked and he worked and he was willing to get so much better. And you get a guy like Dwayne Haskins who was with the Washington Redskins. And this guy had it all. He had a great motion. I thought this guy can be a player. But he didn't understand the work ethic. He didn't understand the visibility of his position and the responsibility of his position. And they booted him quickly. I mean, he was gone in a flash, and it's unfortunate, but it's also a reminder that it's not, you know, you get these heralded guys from these great programs, and Alabama is as great a program as there ever has been, and they don't know
how to get beyond talent.
No,
you didn't like what
no.
is what is so
of every
you,
single quarterback drafted in the first round, I would have picked him as the guy that would be the bust.
So let's stay with the quarterback question though. Let's not go with because here's the other thing is when there are other players on your team, other players on the Dolphins have said we don't think this is the guy in the future. And that's also
players know like Alex. I sat there. I could figure this out very quickly when I played in the NFL.
Oh,
like,
come on!
No,
you got to give Tua a couple more years.
How long
does it take to really evaluate a quarterback?
5 minutes.
That is, you are a liar.
I am not. I'm a liar.
Five minutes.
I'm not a liar. Okay. Yes. When you've been around it enough and you know what it takes. It's real. Like when I watched Akili
well,
Smith
these
when
guys
I went to the Cincinnati Bengals, I'm like,
how do guys
it didn't even
fooled?
Take me 5 minutes with Akili Smith.
How do these guys get fooled then? How have the Browns been fooled basically every year, like as an anniversary present to themselves to remember
because
all the bad decisions they make?
Because
how do they not look? At,
you know why?
If it only takes 5 minutes, how do they not do it?
Crappy scouting personnel. That's what it is. There are people who are good evaluators of talent. And some of these teams don't even have scouts. The Cincinnati Bengals didn't even have scouts. There's a national service called the Bledsoe, and it's like five original teams, and they just give a report on every single player in college football, and they grade them. And a lot of these teams just go off what that grade is. They don't go look at the player. They don't go talk to him. They don't go watch him.
Who grades them?
Not a national service does. It's just.
it makes it sound like an AP reporter goes out and goes, I'll give him a C+.
Do you know who's really good? Who's really good at evaluating talent?
Who is it?
Like a person in the NFL?
Who?
I mean, there's a lot of guys. You think of some of these guys like Charlie Casserly, who used to be with the Washington Redskins, or you think of Kevin Colbert, who is the GM for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Kevin Colbert was a great talent evaluator. And he had success every single organization that he went to, and he's been in Pittsburgh, and they've won multiple Super Bowls while he's been there. But they understand what talent is and where it is, and what they just know. And there's just some organizations that literally they don't have good personnel departments.
Let me ask you this then before we get out to the break here. So thinking of a guy like Zach Wilson. Where does Zach, in the quote-unquote 5 minutes you've had to look at Zach Wilson, make your estimation then for this guy?
Zach Wilson would be amazing with the 49ers. Zach Wilson would be amazing with the Indianapolis Colts. Zach Wilson would be amazing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, those are teams where it's he's going to be with a coach that really can I don't want to say coddle him, but develop him. And if they had Philip Rivers come and play for another year, he'd be. I'll tell you another place to be phenomenal is with the Saints. He would be amazing with the New Orleans Saints.
Let's take the break here. I've got a couple more of those because you have these other quarterbacks who have bigger question marks next to them.
You know who I'll give you the bust.
Well,
when we come back,
I'll
give you the bust. I'll tell you who it's going to be.
It's good job, Scott. That's called a tease.
I understand.
In the business. I love it. We've got our MVPs also around the corner. Stay with us. More to go after news traffic. Oh, no, we're not doing news traffic around there. Just a regular old break. Regular old commercials. Stand by, everybody. KSL's Unrivaled continues.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.